I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Atheism is what the Chinese Communist Party wants all of China to accept. And their prime target? Children, especially those of Muslim and Christian families. Chinese pastors recently told Eric Berkland with China Partner about a ban that's been in place for years.
The government is now enforcing this law of not being allowed to share the gospel with minors or anybody under the age of 18, for instance, is not allowed to go to church. So they're enforcing that now more.
It's sparking a practical approach.
They're actually having a very concentrated effort to equip parents to reach their own children for Jesus Christ. Very similar to what the Jewish people were doing in the Old Testament.
Pray for wisdom for the Chinese church. Learn more in the full story at our website. And you've seen the headlines. Parts of Israel are buried under rubble in the aftermath of war. Kidnappings, death, and violence have become commonplace. And in the middle of that brutality, life in Messiah continues over a century-long legacy of work in Israel. Levi Hazen says they have several projects in action: soup kitchens, rehab centers, a recovery house, and Christian-led congregations. Those projects are opening doors to gospel conversations.
Our staff are reporting more conversations with Jewish people, yes, in Israel, but around, than we ever have before. Because Jewish people are really, there's a lot of evangelicals who truly love them and desire the best for them.
Life in Messiah needs your support in the midst of hostility. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.